In Canada, protesters hold rallies in Toronto against university tuition hikes. They also showed their support for fellow students in Quebec. A Syrian government investigation holds armed groups responsible for the massacre of over 100 civilians in the village of Houla. The head of the inquiry team says some 800 terrorists carried out the carnage. Most of the victims of the last week's bloodbath were women and children. Thousands of Turks are on the streets of Istanbul to mark the second anniversary of a deadly Israeli raid on a Gaza-bound aid flotilla. The Israeli military attacked the Mavi Marmara in international waters and killed 9 Turkish activists in 2010. The attack caused international outrage and strained Turkey-Israeli relations. Israel returns the bodies of 91 Palestinians to their families in the occupied West Bank and the Gaza Strip. The bodies were exhumed for the transfer from a cemetery in the Jordan Valley. Israel has kept the bodies of hundreds of Palestinians in secretive graves since the 1960s. Fresh anti-regime rallies in Bahrain. Protesters gathered near the capital Manama to say the detained political prisoners are not forgotten. They also pledged to continue protests against the ruling Al Khalifa regime. Scores of Bahrainis have been killed and many more injured since the revolution began last year. Egypt's ruling military council lifts the decades-old state of emergency. The notorious law has been in place since the assassination of President Anwar Sadat in 1981. Scrapping the state of emergency was a key demand of protesters who toppled the regime of Hosni Mubarak in a popular revolution last year. Spanish coal miners clash with police in the capital Madrid on the fourth day of a nationwide anti-austerity strike. The miners are protesting against government plans to slash subsidies for the mining industry. They say the cuts threaten tens of thousands of jobs in their sector. Police have made several arrests. Indians stage a nationwide strike to show their anger with the steepest gas price hike in the country's history. The collective action has been organized by opposition groups. Protests, marches, and roadblocks have disrupted daily life in many parts of India.